I used to struggle with buying the perfect gifts, and now I don't have to. I'm Dustin Rhodes, and thankfully, I was at my favorite Pandora jewelry store checking out the new limited edition gift sets and this year's holiday collection. I heard about this exciting event coming up next Friday through Sunday, December 9th through the 11th. Receive a free Pandora gift with your $125 purchase. Choose from a sleek thermal Pandora water bottle or a stylish Pandora tote bag. The Pandora stores participating are Hawthorne, Water Tower, Orland Park, Chicago Ridge, Oak Brook, Naperville, and Louis Joliet. Last year, I bought Pandora jewelry for my wife and my mom and captured their style with Pandora's unique and stylish collection. This year, I'll be checking out the new holiday collection. From stackable rings to elegant charms, stylish new necklaces and earrings in 14 karat gold and silver, I know I'll find another perfect gift. Visit memorablecharms.com to see what stores are participating in this year's event, December 9th through the 11th.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
It's a big, crazy, unlimited world out there. Don't settle for less. Switch to Boost Mobile so you can fly through it all on our fast 4G LTE network. Visit your Boost Mobile store and get unlimited data, talk, and text starting at just $30 a month. Boost Mobile, where you at?
$30 monthly plan includes unlimited domestic talk, text, and data with 1 gigabyte of high-speed data per month with speeds reduced to 2G thereafter. Unlimited voice and data services are on network only. Excludes taxes, coverage, and offers not available everywhere. Prohibited network use rules, additional terms, and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or in-store for complete details.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon, 1 minute after 4. And from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Don't miss Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. The Wildcats hosting Iowa, Indiana, Purdue, and more. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. You knew it was coming, but you weren't sure when or with who, but now we know, as Chris Sale was dealt today to the Boston Red Sox for 4 prospects, including power-hitting infielder Yoan Moncada and flame-throwing right-handed pitcher Michael Kopech. Here's Rick Hahn.
We knew we were going to have to make some painful decisions, but if we had the opportunity to acquire some high-impact talent that would be around for a number of years, it was time to start that process.
Other baseball news regarding the White Sox. John Heyman says the Sox have talked to the Dodgers about Todd Frazier, to the Yankees and Nationals about David Robertson, and also to the Nationals about Jose Quintana. A lot more trades could happen before the week is up. Nothing yet regarding the Cubs, but free agent center fielder Dexter Fowler is getting a lot of interest from both Toronto and St. Louis, according to sources. And speaking of the Cubs, their players and other members of the organization will get payouts of nearly $370,000 for winning the World Series. Basketball, the Bulls will be at Detroit tonight. College Buckets, the Illinois IUPUI game, will be heard right here on The Score. The pregame starting at 6:30, and in hockey over at the United Center, the Blackhawks playing host to the Arizona Coyotes. The Chicago Steel take the ice this season at the Fox Valley Ice Arena in Geneva. Affordable family fun entertainment starting at just $10. Visit ChicagoSteelHockeyTeam.com for ticket information. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. the Hyundai Holiday Sales event going on right now. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the official radio home for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by Events and Adventures. Single? Live a life you love. Visit eventsandadventures.com.
Scores and Bernstein.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on The Score.
Afternoons on The Score.
According to Scott Merkin, Chris Sale has been working in a word of the start. 17 in total. Sale has worked in one particular word during his post-game interview. The word comes from Brian Johnson, the team's baseball video coordinator, and it's up to Sale to use that word in the proper context. Here's the total list of words, starting at April 11th and leading up to August 6th.
Juxtapose, consternation.
Team rolls in like this. Can't really have any consternation with that.
Ameliorate.
Tonight's outing, for me, really kind of ameliorated any concerns I had with my arm.
Acquiesce.
I knew the rain was coming. Yeah, I just didn't want to acquiesce to the conditions.
Capitulate.
We just never capitulate. We're always fighting.
Nascence.
Ruminate.
Repudiate.
Antithetic.
Dichotomy.
Cacophony.
You know, obviously, with all the cacophony going on in the ballpark.
Adjudicate.
That whole final vote thing, that's for the fans to adjudicate on, not myself.
Ubiquitous.
The desire to win is ubiquitous in this clubhouse.
Voracious.
Prescience.
It's a great question. You know, I don't have the prescience to tell you, you know, where this season's going to take us.
And most recently,
amalgamation.
Come to work every day and work hard. You know, hopefully through an amalgamation of preparation and hard work.
That's great.
It is great.
Sale deals the 0-2 pitch to Pence, struck him out swinging. He's now got a dozen strikeouts.
We're not listening to any negative susurrations. We're just fighting.
Because all it really is wordplay, wordplay.
Boars and Bernstein.
Goodbye, Felicia.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
And Toledo. I believe Juan Uribe did the same thing. He was just difficult to understand. He was doing it forever, but possibly doing it in some pigeon English that only Juan Uribe has been able to speak. When he was trying to explain, it was one of the quote of the year nominees trying to explain that the trainers told him they couldn't find a cup that would fit him. You didn't hear that? Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Juan Uribe.
Thank you.
It's one of the great quotes that Uribe actually was politely trying to explain that I don't know why he was being asked about it, but they don't make one that could possibly fit Juan Uribe.
Wow.
The whole world was worried about you this week. We just wanted to get you on TV so they know you were okay. You're okay everywhere. You're good.
Yeah, I'm okay. I know it's a cop, but I'm okay. You know, I'm bullying my hand, you know, and my trainer told me they don't have my side. You know, I can't do anything. You know, I have to play like that.
Wow.
The trainer's like, dude, you are on your own.
We could give you a garbage can lid, but right. Then you're not going to be able to move all that
well. You could take like a Little League helmet. Right? I mean, something like a T-ball helmet and just shove it in your pants. I mean,
wow.
And wear a cod piece on the outside. There's something you could do. I would hope. Now, here we go. And I knew this would happen. And unfortunately, it pains me to say, I think Stonecutter is right about this.
What's that?
He says, I'm going to argue. If there's a chair and a table and both are raised off the floor, you are, in fact, on either a stage or a dais. Rather than a podium. A podium is for an individual to conduct or speak. If it is big enough to reasonably fit a chair, let alone a table, it has ceased to be a podium. I think he's right. I do think that by the letter of the definition, a podium would be for one speaker or presenter. Damn it! I hate that.
Yeah, well, you guys can litigate this perhaps in private as you try to determine whether. And what if it was actually a person he was sitting on? Is that any part of the equation?
I don't know, because we don't know exactly. No, we just know that he was up there and he was speaking and he's fine. And they're moving on to other things now. The 224 says Uribe could use one of those Dairy Queen Sunday baseball helmets. No, no, no.
No.
Nope. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Not happening there either. So getting your thoughts on the White Sox moving Chris Sale. And it does sound like Yoan Moncada is going to be the White Sox second baseman, and he will have every opportunity to fulfill those Cano comps. You know, I also disagree with Steve Stone, which is a guy who can steal 60 bases. If you're stealing 60 bases, you're running too often.
It's also really hard to do. I mean, it sounds funny to say it. It sounds sort of ridiculous for a professional athlete, but that takes a lot out of you, because for every one of those 60, I know you don't like them because you're going to get caught too much, but for every one of those 60 that you're running, there are probably at least a couple that you're running where there's no throw or there's no...
No, it's just it's silly. And
it's, I mean, it's actually rather taxing. Plus, there's a lot of sliding, a lot of chance for injury.
And the biggest reason is the possibility of making an out. There's just we know better about the relative value of stolen bases. And yeah, if he's really fast, that's great. That means he can score from first on a single. Go ahead, you know, show me how fast you are by just being fast and not necessarily risking making outs.
Get from first to third a lot.
That'd be great.
Turn singles into doubles.
And every once in a while, you want to put something on. You want to try a hit and run. You want to take advantage of a pitcher and jog down there when you're sure you got it stolen. Absolutely, but
it would be nice to have some guys who, when you do need a stolen base, that can actually steal the base.
Sure. Or you do what Albert Almora did, and you use that speed to tag up on a deep fly ball to center.
That was a brilliant play. That was a brilliant play.
Huge, huge. So earlier today, Jim Callis from Baseball America, the longtime editor of Baseball America, was on with Spiegel and Goff, giving his sort of instant reaction to the deal as it was first announced. And this is a guy who knows some of these organizations backwards, forwards, and sideways. And these were his thoughts from earlier today on The Score.
I think they got enough for him. I mean, you got Yoan Moncada. They're one of the very best prospects in baseball. Michael Kopech, who's one of the very best pitching prospects in baseball. Basabe, they get Alexander Basabe, who's a young guy, but very athletic, very impressive. And Victor Diaz, who's raw, but is a fourth kind of heel, you know, guy who can hit just with a fastball, is pretty interesting too. So I think they got a really, really good haul. I'm a little surprised. I guess I shouldn't be, but me and the Red Sox have traded away a lot of prospects since Dave Dombrowski.
Let's focus on the blue chipper. Let's focus on Moncada. He'll start opening day, won't he?
Well, he might, because, you know, the show, they got him for sale. I mean, the Red Sox, you know, he only signed 2 years ago, and he signed for $31.5 million, and the Red Sox paid another $31.5 million on top of that as a penalty for blowing past their international pools. So it cost $63 million to sign. You know, he jumped from Double A to the big leagues in September, and he had about 19 at-bats, and I think he struck out in like 8 of his last 9 at-bats, so he was a little bit rushed. I don't know if he's ready, you know, to opening day. Maybe a deal where you know, like I said, you put him in the lineup to show, hey, this is the guy we got. But I mean, the operative phase guys have been saying about this guy since he signed is Robinson Cano with more speed. Switch hitter, tremendous bat speed. He's better from the left side of the plate. He's not dancing left side of the plate, but he's not feeble or anything from the right side. Well above average speed. He's got power. You know, the defense is kind of average. I mean, I would think, I don't know. Yeah, you know, the Red Sox have talked about moving him to third base because they have Bedroy at second. I think second is what he could also sit in the outfield. This guy's number one in our prospect rankings, like for all baseball. I mean, you're talking about a guy who, even if you're worried about the swing and miss, maybe you downgrade the batting average a little bit, but you could be talking about a guy who has 270 with 20-plus homers and 40-plus steals and plays in the middle infield. And even if he doesn't, even if he wound up in the outfield, that'd be a pretty good player. Now, he's a very, very, very exciting player.
All right, tell us about the pitcher.
Yeah, Kopech. I saw Kopech in the fall league. Moncada was down there too, but he left with some injury after. After a week, Kopech is one of the best pitching prospects in baseball. He's a guy who I saw him. I mean, he was short Arizona Fall League stints, but he was sitting at 98 with a fastball. I saw him hit 100 times in the Fall Stars game, which is their version of an All Star game. You know, he's got a slider that can be really, really nasty and can top 90 miles an hour. He's inconsistent, but he will flash a plus changeup. You know, he needs to throw more strikes. You know, and the ding you'll hear on him is, you know, this is a guy who got suspended for a stimulant in 2015. And he broke his pitching hand at the beginning of the season in a spring training altercation with a teammate, which what's interesting is for a guy who had that happen to him, he actually gets pretty good reviews for the makeup. I mean, they got our guy, you could argue, is the best prospect overall in baseball, and Kopech is probably on the list of top 10 pitching prospects in baseball, maybe even top 5.
Tremendous. And then number 8 is Luis Alexander Basabe. That's the number 8 prospect, I believe, in their system, and the Victor Diaz number 28. But there's reason to be excited about Basabe, too, a 20-year-old outfielder outfielder, kind of raw, young?
He's a young, toolsy outfielder. He's a ways away from the big leagues, but he's got a broad base of tools. You know, he can run. He's got some power potential. He can play up the middle and center. And like I said, you know, he's somewhat of a lottery ticket, and he's a low-class A reliever, but I mean, he's a guy who can top 100 with a fastball and show you a hard-breaking ball. And, yeah, he needs to throw a lot more strikes. But a fourth guy in a deal, I like getting a fourth guy in a deal who can hit higher miles an hour with his fastball. I think when people are talking about this trade today and tomorrow and for the next few days, you know, everyone's been focused on Mankata and Kopech, but Basabe, well, he's not like a top 100 level overall prospect in baseball right now. He's got the type of tools where he could become that guy. So I think they did a nice job.
Jim Callis of Baseball America on with Spiegel and Goff earlier today, talking about the haul the White Sox received from Dave Dombrowski and the Boston Red Sox. Now, there's a picture that's making the rounds here, too. This is, I think it was initially posted by Lauren Commator of The Athletic. I saw it in Herb Lawrence's feed, and I since retweeted it. And it's a picture of Michael Kopech and his girlfriend. And he has, how would you describe that particular hairdo? It's, The closest thing I remember to an athlete with hair like that was back in the day in the early to mid 90s when Tony Amonte had grown it out to full rock and roll glam metal proportions.
Oh, that is totally 80s style hockey player right there.
See, I used to call it hockey hair.
I mean, it's actually right? It's actually lovely.
Oh, it's almost too lovely. I mean, it's feathered and it's backlit, you know. And here's his girlfriend, and he actually looks better than she does.
He's as pretty as she is, yeah. And she's not unattractive.
No, and apparently she's got some sort of Instagram fame for some reason or another, and I don't know exactly what it is. But yeah, it looks like the kind of guy where he doesn't mind the locker room ribbing of being the guy that stands and takes his time to make sure his golden locks are absolutely perfect.
He's taking care of his hair.
Am I right about the Amonte comp?
Yes.
Because that got a little like...
I think... Wow. I mean, I for some reason, I have this vision of college hockey players arriving on the scene with hair like that, at least for a while. And yeah, totally with the, that, I mean, that's right. That's well taken care of.
It's vintage hockey hair. It's like back in the day. I remember like when the guys from the 1980 Olympic team started showing up in with their NHL teams. Like actually Mike Ramsey, remember him?
He actually looks like the guy who plays Jack O'Callaghan in the movie, even though Jack O'Callaghan never had hair like that.
Well, you know, a boy can dream. So in just a little bit, we are hoping within the next 10 or 15 minutes that the general manager of the White Sox, Rick Hahn, is going to join us. And we plan to talk to him about this move and whatever else is coming, because the White Sox are the topic of conversation, and they deserve to be, because they did some dynamic and I think very positive things. On balance, I'm extremely pleased. I think you as a White Sox fan should be very, very pleased too.
Yeah, I mean, you heard Jim Callis talk about the third and fourth guys, and see, that's where you can really cash in on a deal like this.
I guess
if you know, you collect enough third and fourth guys over these next three, four, five trades you make, and if one or two of those guys hits, you've done really well.
Yeah, the structure of this deal, the size of the deal feels right. You've got the number one prospect in their organization.
Look, I know you'd feel better if you got Trey Turner. I understand that. So would I. I totally get that. But that guy just was that kind of guy. That level of player simply wasn't available.
He's Rosner. I'm Bernstein. We'll have Rick Hahn soon on The Score.
Breaking White Sox news. Chris Sale has been traded to the Red Sox. Keep it right here for all the details of this huge move on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Tiger Balm. Tiger Balm's blend of essential oils is fast, proven pain relief. Just another triple-double for Russell Westbrook if you need him. The Thunder beat the Hawks 102-99 because Russ went 32-13-12. That is six straight triple-doubles in a six-game Thunder winning streak. And once again, he had this thing locked down by the middle of the third quarter.
That six-game streak is the longest since Michael Jordan went seven straight in 1989. That's 11 triple-doubles for Westbrook this season. The rest of the NBA has 11 combined. Although I've said this, I need to say it again. The Thunder probably are not going to compete for a championship. They might not even be one of the four best teams in the West, but they're definitely the most entertaining. And it's all because of one guy, Russ. And the reigning baddest dude has one more game to run down MJ. Freaky, freaky stuff, Russ. I'm Jim Rome.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
Clearance Staples, U.S. stores only.
The great thing about giving gifts that are a terrific value is that sometimes in the middle of it, and you're clicking around and saying, okay, I'll send this to this and this to this family and this to this, and you realize, wait a second, I have to get one of these for myself. And that's what's going to happen to you when you check out what is available for you at Omaha Steaks. It's called the Family Gift Pack. And first of all, it's Omaha Steaks. And I got one of these that I'm still trying to get through the full gift pack here, and I'm enjoying it as we go and knowing that there's still so much more left in the freezer. And I've been a fan of Omaha Steaks ever since I've been a little kid. You know, my dad's from Omaha, and I grew up knowing the family that still owns Omaha Steaks. It's still a family business, still the same family. They've just got all kinds of stuff for you in the holiday season. Now, this is a particular deal, and it's only for you for listening to this show. So what you do is you go to omahasteaks.com. And for $49.99, you get the family gift pack when you enter Dan B in the search bar, and you get 77% off the package. D-A-N-B. Make sure you enter that, and it should redirect you to this. It's less than $50. And you say, okay, fine. Well, what do I get? Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, a 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha steak seasoning packet, and four additional kielbasas. They'll just throw those in because they like you. Go to omahasteaks.com. Enter my code, DANB, in the search bar. Add the family gift pack to your cart, and you get it, a 77% savings. This is the gift guaranteed.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Sensor, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to AudioAdSensor.com for more information. That's AudioAdSensor.com.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
CBS Sunday, Taya Leone stars as one of the most powerful people in the world.
Mr. Ambassador?
Madam Secretary, I'm happy to meet you.
In one of the most powerful dramas on television.
My people are not afraid of you.
Given the state of the world right now, I think you want to stay on our good side.
She makes the tough choices.
Sometimes politics has to take a back seat to doing the right thing.
Madam Secretary.
Mr. President.
Good work.
Thank you, sir.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history.
This week in 1969, the Jackson 5 made their first network television appearance in the U.S. when they appeared on The Ed Sullivan Show. This week in 1970, The Doors played what would be their last ever live show with frontman Jim Morrison. This week in 1982, Karen Carpenter made her last live appearance with the Carpenters. MTV aired Nirvana's Unplugged session for the first time this week in 1993.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize.
She's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
So many players over the years that were going to be phenoms, that were going to, you know, were going to be future Hall of Famers, and we don't even remember what their names are anymore. So that's why when you're trading a player of stature, you've got to get multiple can't-miss prospects back. And that's why it makes it tough to trade a player of great stature.
White Sox chairman Jerry Reinsdorf. And I don't know if all four are can't miss. I know he just uses that phrase, but yeah. these are four shouldn't miss, or you don't want them to miss. I get it. I think this fulfills the essence of what he meant.
Yeah, and if your pro scouts are good, and the White Sox history is not particularly good there, but if they did a good job this time, then you hope you got one really good player and one good player. If you did, then you did well. If out of the four you get four serviceable players, meaning they all provide some value to your team, then you've done really well.
We were directed by texters to new White Sox prospect Michael Kopech's Instagram page. And man, it's a thing. It is definitely a thing. Apparently, his girlfriend is the daughter of the Falcons Croy Bierman.
And her mom was on Housewives of Atlanta.
Correct. Her mother was on Real Housewives of Atlanta. And he enjoys pictures of himself.
Yes.
In various stages of undress. Of dress and undress and pictures of his girlfriend in her bikini and pictures.
I hope he's deleted his entire iCloud. Because if that gets hacked.
Of himself pitching and pictures of himself lifting weights. And just he's
not prettier than his girlfriend, by the way.
Yeah, he's he's
in that one picture. He's pretty. It's close. In that one picture, it's close. Look, in many others, it is not.
He's pretty and he knows it. And of course, the obligatory picture of his black Humvee.
Why is that obligatory?
It's because it's too perfect. All right, here's a second picture of the Humvee. So it's like things important to him.
What does he love the most?
Himself, based on frequency of appearance on Instagram, himself, girlfriend, truck. Right? So I guess we're halfway to a country song. At some point, it just depends how you arrange everything. But you know what? Wait, hey, how old is he? 20? You know, and you know, big and strong, and throws the ball 102 miles an hour whenever he wants it, and okay.
Yeah, if you can do that, you get to post whatever pictures you want, and people will think you're colorful. If you're really good, then people will think you're colorful. If you're not really good, then they don't think that so much. They find other words to describe you.
Right. Well, he's not in the major leagues yet. I imagine there's no reason why he shouldn't be a bullpen possibility for this year. But
yeah, I just think the reason I asked Stoney that is based on their history, they tend to bring up hard-throwing starters who begin their careers with the White Sox, at least, in the bullpen for a while before just to get them acclimated, and then they go back to doing what they've been trained to do.
All right, so the question is, if he is a high leverage bullpen power arm, is that enough, or are you going to hinge some of his value and overall evaluation of the trade based on him becoming a starter eventually?
As I said, if of the four guys you get one really good player, one good player, you've done well.
Right, but what I'm saying is he on that in that evaluation, do you consider him a good player if he is a high leverage bullpen power arm?
Yes.
Okay. That's all.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, look at the market.
I know.
Look at the market right now. And by the way, back to the point I was trying to make about Charrington, he did some really good things. It didn't end well for him, but David Dombrowski has used a lot of his players not only to win games last year, but to turn them into other good players.
In just a moment, we are going to give away a Jets Pizza gift card.
Scoreboard update.
4:29, and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Don't miss Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. The Wildcats hosting Iowa, Indiana, Purdue, and more. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. The White Sox are said to be catching their breath after pulling off the first of many expected deals. Chris Sale changes his Sox from white to red as he's dealt to Boston today for four prospects, including power-hitting infielder Yoan Moncada, who is listed as baseball's number one prospect, and flame-throwing right-handed pitcher Michael Kopech. Sale, while here in Chicago, was 74-50 with 12 saves and an ERA right at 3. He also averaged over one strikeout an inning while in a White Sox uniform. We'll hear from Rick Hahn coming up at 5 o'clock. The White Sox will now possibly field offers on Jose Quintana, Todd Frazier, Adam Eaton, and David Robertson. Also in baseball, Dexter Fowler, getting a lot of interest from the Cardinals and the Blue Jays, and the Yankees will retire the jersey number of Derek Jeter on Sunday, May 14th, in a game against Houston. Hockey tonight over at the United Center, the Blackhawks hosting Arizona. Pro basketball, the Bulls in Detroit. College buckets in a game you can hear right here on the Score. The pregame starting at 6:30, Illinois hosting IUPUI. Join me for the Bud Light Talking Bulls with Taj Gibson tomorrow from 7 to 8 at night at Standard Bar and Grill in Chicago. Come meet Taj Gibson for an autograph, get the inside scoop on the team, and enter to win a pair of Bulls tickets. It's brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one to right now. No outside memorabilia will be signed. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the official radio home for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Head to Buffalo Wild Wings and bring your fellow fans because they've rolled out new shareables like the Game Day Sampler, packed with traditional wings, chili queso fries, fried pickles, and cheddar cheese curds. It's perfect for game day. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Right now, caller number 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a $15 gift card to Jets Pizza. It's the gift that keeps on giving, brought to you this holiday season by Jets Pizza and by Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boris and Bernstein, Dan Bernstein here with Barry Rosner today. And the White Sox are said to be continuing to pursue other players. But for the moment, the big news today is the multiplayer deal. Chris Sale indeed bringing back a buffet of prospects from the Boston Red Sox, including who's the guy some feel is the number one prospect in all of baseball, Yoan Moncada. And along with him, they get Michael Kopech, the aforementioned very tall and handsome young pitcher, and Luis Basabe and Victor Diaz. And I saw there was a tweet immediately after the trade was announced that Joe Sheehan specifically likes Luis Basabe. I don't know much about him. Sometimes you just have to look at some of these lists and take the word of some people who know more than you do. But Moncada has been the big prize for a while. And indeed, as opposed to what Dave Cameron had been saying, thinking that the White Sox would have to settle for less than somebody's top, top prospect, he was wrong. They got one.
I mean, that's just crazy. Given Sale's ability and contract, that doesn't even really make sense.
So they get him. This email from Solar Homo says, the thing about the Moncada money, he can and almost certainly will opt out of that deal when he becomes ARB eligible in 3 years. So the White Sox won't see all that money. Really, the Red Sox are just covering the pre-ARB years, which won't come close to $31.2 million. But that was his bonus, though. That was that international bonus that he was able to command just because of the known value when he was. It's not like the posting system where you got to pay off a team like some of the Pacific Rim situations. Mm-hmm. That's just what he got. So he knew he could get it. He got it. More power to him. So
Just as Abreu opted out, I'm sure he will as well.
Yeah, the difference is 10 years, though. That Abreu is 30, and this guy's 20.
Yes.
And you're talking about a little different level of value in a completely different time as far as where you're syncing up with what are going to be his prime years and what you're paying for.
Yeah, just in terms of arbitration, though.
We're looking forward to hearing from Rick Hahn, who's going to join the Boers and Bernstein show in a few minutes. Might be involved in some other trade talks right now as his phone keeps buzzing. But
how's he supposed to catch his breath
on? With everything, just so busy, just so much taken out of him. He needs to stop and catch his breath. You have the score.
Breaking White Sox news. Chris Sale has been traded to the Red Sox. Keep it right here for all the details of this huge move on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
The amazing values for some of these Napa cabs and Washington cabs that Cameron Hughes has brought. You're talking about $100, $110 bottles of wine for $32, for $28, and they're all reviewed Wine Spectator, Wine Enthusiast, multiple platinum gold medals, platinum medals, 90-plus point wines. But every once in a while, you get one. Somebody says, you know, I want to try Cabernet. I'm just getting into wine. Well, this is what I would call a gateway drug that has just come online at Cameron Hughes. And just so you know, he works with the best vineyards around the world. And sometimes they just make too much. And he goes in. They call him. He said, look, we got extra here. You want it? He says, yes. He buys it. And he puts a number on the bottle, puts his name on the bottle. And then you're drinking great wine at a fraction of the price. That's how this works. So this, you got to check this out. The lot 540, it's from Lodi. And if you know your California wine and you know Lodi, it's referred to as the fruit basket because of the heat, because of the way that some of these old vines are able to grow these big high sugar and sometimes high alcohol, big red wines. This Cabernet is a 2015 Lodi cab, and it is dense purple, just jumps out of the glass with some of these classic Cabernet flavors. It is an absolute fruit bomb and is going to just be you're going to find yourself like a zombie walking out to the grill and throwing a giant slab of meat on the grill from the moment you see this stuff in the glass and get that first smell of that, some of the plum and currant, the spicy licorice, blackberry stuff underpinned with a little bit of cedary oak. It's $12 a bottle. This is crazy. This is a big fruit bomb everyday cab, $12 a bottle. And better than that, right now on your first order of three or more bottles, you get free shipping. And you get a free sommelier-grade corkscrew. So it's already 40 to 80% off. This is a no-brainer to try chwine.com. Free shipping is a huge savings. chwine.com, that's where you're going to go. And you're going to use the code DAN at checkout. After you shop for your wine, they're going to ask for a code. D-A-N. chwine.com. chwine.com. Shop for your wine and check this out. The Lot 540 cab while they've got it. And enter DAN at checkout. It's a limited-time offer. Don't wait. chwine.com. Enter DAN.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call pain management specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We're desperate. We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call pain management specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods. CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Horoscope. Libra, the odder the idea, the more you should consider it. Scorpio, someone's going to try to shift your plans, but this week isn't the right time. Sagittarius, you've got an extra attracting force this week at work and at play. Capricorn, before you disagree with someone, take a second to hear them out. Aquarius, if you focus on the minor details, the major catastrophes will sort themselves out. And Pisces, allow events to take their course, because they will, no matter what you do. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
440 on Sports Radio 670 WSCR, the score of the Boars and Bernstein show with Barry Rosner sitting in for Terry Boars today. We now go to the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Rick Hahn is the general manager of the White Sox, and he has had an eventful day. Hello, Rick.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great, Rick. When really did you start to think that some of these things were probably going to happen? Was it in July? Was it after the season? When in your mind were you certain that you were going to start to move guys?
You know, frankly, it's been something we've talked about for a number of years. I think we've been as honest as we could be with ourselves each of the last few off seasons about where we were as an organization, the talent on hand, and what talent was potentially accessible to us as a means of putting us in a position to win another championship here. And the notion of a rebuild, or whatever you want to call it, has been on the table in the past, but it really wasn't until middle of this season, around July, I guess, that it became apparent that, look, it was time. We've spent a lot of time and energy around here trying to win in the now, almost a bit of a patch-and-play approach at times. And quite frankly, it not only hadn't worked, but it's been extremely frustrating, not only for Sox fans on the whole, but for us internally as well. So middle of the season, we started talking in earnest about what a extended rebuild would look like, and what the pain that was going to come with it, part of which is on display today and moving a guy like Chris Sale, but what the long-term benefits of that could potentially be. So it in terms of a specific Sale deal, that probably came together and became realistic in the last 48 hours or so. In terms of the possibility of it and taking it seriously, that goes back to the middle of last summer.
For a long time, White Sox fans, you know, and we have heard it, and we always hear it anecdotally, that the sort of cartoon version of this is you have an owner who is not getting any younger and wants to win another championship. And then the Kenny Williams factor of always sort of pugnaciously taking pride in the go for it factor. And then there is the sensible and bookish Rick Hahn saying, well, let's try to be reasonable about this. Is there any truth to some of that as the process played out, where you did feel that, look, here's a case that I'm going to make, and here's option A, here's option B, here's everything possible. And what it took politically to get everything steered in the same direction?
Cartoonish is probably a bit appropriate in this regard. I mean, I don't know how bookish I really am, for example. But keep in mind, yes, there is some element of truth to some of this, in that Jerry's extremely competitive, and Jerry very much wants to win another championship here. And that Kenny obviously is extremely competitive, and that Kenny, over the course of his tenure, always took the approach of ultimately, hey, we're going to try to do everything we can to win the next championship. At the same time, Jerry's extraordinarily bright, as people know. Kenny has roots, deep roots in player development, which is going to be essential in terms of player development, in terms of making this process work. So they both get it. They're both completely on board with what the approach we're taking now. And as we've had these debates over the years, even going back to when I was assistant GM, and Kenny was more spearheading an off-season directional plan in terms of presenting it to Jerry, there were options to tear the thing down at certain junctures, you know, going back to where we were in 07 or even, I believe, 10 or so was another break point where we could have gone that path. So it's always been in each of their vernaculars, and it's always been part of under consideration, but the commitment to doing it and the sort of unanimous consent that now is the time based on where we were as an organization and, you know, frankly, what was accessible to us to make this team better in the near future. Everyone was on board with this direction at this time. There was no beating of the chest or fighting to pull it the other way. Everyone's on board and emboldened by this direction.
Rick, if you're talking to teams and there's no Benintendi or Betts or Trey Turner or Urias or Bregman, whatever the name might be, if those names are simply not available, do you try to win a deal in a different way, maybe going deeper than you would have with more names?
We talked about that. And obviously, you hit on a lot of the premier position player prospects in the game, and we would put Moncada in that mix as well. But if none of these talents, Moncada or otherwise, were accessible to us, could there be another way that made sense? And that would obviously be more of a volume deal, so to speak. Now, we really like all four of the guys we picked up today from Boston, but certainly the premium part of the package is at the front with Moncada and Kopech. Would there possibly be a way without a Moncada-type player to try to create deeper and more diverse premium? Yeah, that was something we talked about. But ultimately, when we were able to acquire four guys with upside like this and start the package with what some have called the best prospect in baseball, and add to it a guy like Kopech, who we project out as well as just about any minor league starter there is right now, it was pretty clear that this was the direction we needed to go.
So I heard you mention during the press conference that Moncada, you said, would be up the middle. So I do assume that that would be where he was projected at second base, even though he could play elsewhere. And is Kopech a, does he project in your eyes to be a high leverage bullpen power arm, or is that without question a potential starter?
There's always question. I mean, there's still development left to both of these players, but as we sit here today, we project Kopech to be a front-end starter. He's certainly given the plus-plus fastball and the nasty slider. He's the type of guy that you could see dominating out of the closer role or a multi-inning leverage role out of the pen down the road. But right now, we're projecting him as a front-end starter, especially based upon his performance in the fall league this year. For Moncada, he does have the ability to play third base and probably can project out, you could argue, to have the bat to carry even at first down the road if it ever came to that. Mm-hmm. But we think he has the athleticism and ability to remain in the middle, and at this point we're going to ride out second base.
No question that some of the talk with the Nationals certainly seemed to be real, and whether or not it was just you doing your market due diligence or a leverage play to get Boston to swoop in and increase their offer. The reasonable next question is, okay, so maybe it didn't work with the Nationals, but you have another contract-controlled, very talented pitcher who might still be worth a discussion, no?
Oh, I think that's a fair assessment of the market. We do have not only similar front-end, left-handed, controllable, excellent starters proven in the American League, who we are open-minded on, but they fit for a number of clubs, potentially. We're open-minded on just about everyone on our roster right now. We have not earned the right not to turn away from any potential deal that's going to make us better for the long term. There's no one thing, and I was asked this today during the presser about whether we felt this urgency to get all these moves done, you know, this offseason so we can head to Glendale in the spring and have this all up and running. And yes, ideally, that'd be fantastic. We'd love to get this thing done, so to speak, as quickly as possible. But realistically, our desire isn't what's going to drive the pace of all this. What's going to drive the pace of all this is us feeling we're getting the appropriate returns and filling out our system in a way that is going to put us in that position to have that sustained run of success and contend for multiple championships. It'd be great if that happened. You know, I'd love to do three more of these press conferences over the next 3 days here. But realistically, I don't think the market's going to make that happen, and we have no urgency to compromise on any of these guys, given their talent and given their control.
Do you have an estimated time of arrival on at least on the four guys that you got today? And of course, we're going to hold you to this, Rick.
No, this is perfect. Thanks, Barry. yeah, one guy will be here July 17th. Now, Moncada.
That's Moncada really specific.
Moncada will start the year in all probability as the second baseman at Charlotte. He is not a finished product. He's still extremely young, has already played at the upper minors, but hasn't spent any time at AAA and had only a brief cup of coffee at the big league. So I would project him to start in Charlotte. He does have the ability to contribute at some point next year, and the good ones sort of have a way of forcing that time frame on you. But we're in no urgency. We're in no rush to get anybody to Chicago just to show, hey, look what we got. It worked. It's more about when they are personally ready to force the issue and have success at the big league level and continue to develop. Kopech, he was limited a little bit from an inning standpoint last year. He spent half a year at high A, then had success in the fall league. He may well start in high A or double A, depends what he looks like come spring. And then Basabe would likely begin the year in Winston-Salem along with Diaz. So again, this is the fruits of these labor, the fruit of the hardship of moving Chris Sale will not be immediate, but we do feel over the long term it's going to put us in a much stronger position as an organization by doing something like this and others that may well be down the pipe here.
Before we let you go, any amateur scout, any of us can look at all the available metrics, all the public domain stuff, all the video that's ubiquitous now to get whatever idea we want. But makeup matters, and clubhouses, we have learned this, that clubhouses matter, and the culture of that clubhouse matters, especially under your new manager. Is this something of which you are, would you say, maybe more mindful, maybe in a position now, the luxury that maybe this affords you, having deciding to be active and make this move on your terms, does this give you a better chance to act with regard to makeup and clubhouse and what some of that stuff may mean?
I think that's an excellent point. And one of the benefits of taking a longer-term view and exercising the prudent timing within a market is that you get to choose when you do these things. And therefore, if you're not getting what you want on certain players, you can wait. Again, we want to do it as quickly as possible, but we're not going to force it. Whereas from a when we're taking a more shorter-term approach where we need to go out and get position X because we have a hole and we're trying to win now, the pool of players you can select from is limited, and you may have to make some compromises, whether it's not from a defensive standpoint or offensive, or, as you point out, from a clubhouse standpoint. We have a vision of what we're trying to develop in terms of a White Sox player, and both from a on-field performance as well as what they do from a competitive standpoint and from a clubhouse presence. And taking this longer-term approach is going to allow us a better opportunity to identify and grow those types of players.
So you don't want guys slicing up jerseys anymore. Is that what you're saying?
You know, you're breaking up, Barry.
Point taken. All right, Rick, we'll let you get back to it, although Bob Nightingale said that you have to, that the White Sox have to catch their breath now, because apparently there's just so much went into that. There's no way you could possibly work on another deal with all that went into that.
Did you go to the spa? The spa is good for that.
You know, the fact is we had a meeting with another club while the medical review was going on sale, so maybe I do need a spa day at some point, but it's not coming while we're here.
All right, well, congratulations on a big day and with the beginning of the execution of a brand new plan and a new direction, and perhaps it'll soon be a new day for your White Sox, and we look forward to talking soon. And hell, maybe there will be another press conference momentarily. So thanks, Rick.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Thanks for having me, guys.
That is Rick Hahn, GM of the Chicago White Sox, on the Boers and Bernstein Show. Next up, after an update, Joe Sheehan will opine on this deal and perhaps potential others.
You know, seven still being more than six, okay. Moncada came up and had a month in the big leagues, so if you were to keep him down this year, if you're the White Sox, until, say, May 15th or so, seven would remain more than six.
You are going to have to teach that class again, Professor Rosner, the Boers and Bernstein Show on the Score.
Breaking White Sox news. Chris Sale has been traded to the Red Sox. Keep it right here for all the details of this huge move on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports. Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
On your list that you know likes superheroes or video games or sci-fi, and you've been told that because you've asked, you say, what should I get so-and-so? Or maybe it's your own kid. Maybe you know what your kid likes, but you don't want to get it wrong. It's just a general idea. So that's where Loot Crate comes in. So let me tell you about them. These guys have you covered. And Loot Crate is offering you special savings on subscriptions for stuff that comes every month. 3 month, 6 month, 12 month. All you have to do is go to lootcrate.com/Dan, and then you choose the theme of the crate that arrives monthly, and then the length of the deliveries. You add the recipient, and you're done. Whether it's gaming or anime, comic books, you know, Batman, Marvel Comics. If the kid's a Harry Potter fan or a fan of Fallout, there's all sorts of things that you can do here, and then each month's theme features a mix of the best in gaming or pop culture, and it's cool, limited edition, exclusive stuff, shirts, gear, collectibles, all in this box that ships monthly. So now you can make everyone jealous with your own gift-giving superpowers. And all you do is go to lootcrate.com/Dan, and you take advantage of special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions right now. It's LOOTCRATE.com/Dan for this special promotion. Loot Crate.com. Facebook.com/.
Attention all CDL Class A drivers. Maine's Paper and Food Service is now hiring and wants you. Maine's is a family-owned company growing exponentially in Chicago and hiring CDL A drivers for immediate employment. Drivers will receive up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus and benefits start on day one. Apply now by visiting maines.net/careers or call 630-295-5126. That's maines.net/careers or call 630-295-5126.
This week's most popular music. 17 years ago, 1999.
Number 3.
Jessica Simpson, I Want to Love You Forever.
I want to love you.
Number 2. Ryan McKnight, Back at One.
Let's start back at one.
Number one song this week, 17 years ago in 1999, Santana featuring Rob Thomas, Smooth.
Give me your heart, make it real.
Interesting item.
Interesting item.
Music. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is generally accepted to be Santa's ninth reindeer, but where'd he come from? As it turns out, the creator came up with Rudolph as an assignment for the department store Montgomery Ward. The retailer would give away coloring books every holiday season and figured it would save some money by making their own. Rudolph also almost didn't make it. At the time, red noses were associated with chronic alcoholism, so the story idea was initially rejected.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Your wife or girlfriend would love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas. And you can do that. You don't even have to go out of your way. What we're talking about are the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com, created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. You talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas